Welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of October 8th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. At the upcoming Golden Agers Luncheon on October 16th, the Kearney County Library and Kansas Humanities Council is sponsoring a presentation by Sarah Jane Richter entitled Dressing for Success Victorian Style. This is a covered dish lunch, so if you wish to participate in that, they do encourage bringing a covered dish to share. The program will begin at 12 noon Central Time, and it will be at the Kearney County Senior Center located at 305 North Kansas here in Lincoln. And if you would like more information, you can contact the library at 355-6674. The Deerfield High School is having their Junior Fun Night October 14th, this upcoming Saturday. The silent auction will begin from 5 and last till 7:30 p.m. There will be an enchilada dinner from 5 to 6:30. Adults will be $7.50 and kids 10 and under will be $5 for the meal. Games will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Tickets for the games are 25 cents each or 5 for a dollar. And following the games, there will be a live auction. On Friday, October 27th at 8 p.m., the Deerfield Recreation Commission is having a zombie run, and it will be starting at the Deerfield High School parking lot. All ages welcome, but children in the 5th grade and younger must be accompanied by an adult. You need to pre-register by Friday, October 13th, and the cost for a single is $5. For a family of 4 or more, it is $20. Registration after October 13th is $8 for a single and $30 for a family of 4 or more. You can race or walk through the streets of Deerfield, stopping at checkpoints on a map. The more checkpoint stamps collected, the better chance of prizes. And also beware of zombies roaming around the town. There is also a bonus drawing. If you bring a non-perishable food item for the USD 216 holiday food baskets for needy families, and you will be entered into this bonus drawing. Sponsors for this event are the Deerfield Recreation Commission, Lincoln Independent, Kearney County Bank, KJK Corner Store, Kearney County Hospital, Family Crisis Center, Golden Plains Credit Union, D&H Homes, Jacked Up Barbecue, Shelter Insurance, and Wheatland Electric. Also, with the Deerfield Recreation Commission, they are going to be having an adult fall Halloween door hangers class. This will be Saturday, October 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. at Tchotchke's Place. You can create a Halloween door hanger by connecting 2, 3, or 4 painter's squares. Lots of patterns are available. Cost is $10 for the class and $5 for each square. There's a limited number of seating of 12, so to pre-register, you need to call 426-6373. Bring the whole family to the second annual Great Pumpkin Hunt Friday, October 27th. The evening will start with a family fitness walk run around the DHS track at 6:30 p.m. At 7:20 p.m., children ages 1 to 12 will hunt for great pumpkin treats on the DHS football field. But remember, bring your flashlights because it will be dark. The Deerfield Recreation Commission also invites everybody to join them for the Tot Lot. It is an hour of play, crafts, snacks, and fun on Tuesday mornings at 10 o'clock at Tchotchke's Place. There is no fee, and children must be accompanied by a parent or child care provider. Next week, Tchotchke's will be open Thursday because there is home football game on Friday and Junior Fun Night Saturday. Tchotchke's Place will be closed. If you're interested in being an adult supervisor to help out, you can contact 426-6373 and let them know of your interest. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, they have on Monday the 9th a Board of Education meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, they have high school volleyball at Greeley County at 4 p.m. On Friday, there's high school football versus Fowler at 7 p.m. And of course, again, on Saturday the 14th is the Junior Fun Night. This upcoming week for the Lincoln School District on Monday the 9th, they have high school girls golf regional tournament. They have high school JV football at Holcomb at 6 p.m. And there is a Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there's high school volleyball at Stanton County at 5 p.m. On Thursday the 12th, there's middle school cross country at Elkhart beginning at 4 o'clock. Then the high school cross country will begin at 4:30, and again, this is at Elkhart. Middle school volleyball is at Southwestern Heights at 4:30 p.m. and middle school football is also at Southwestern Heights and it begins at 6 p.m. Friday the 13th is the end of the grading period. There will be a half day of school and a half day of a teacher work day. That evening, they have a high school football game at Cimarron at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, they have the high school volleyball High Plains League tournament at Sublet beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning. For the Kearney County Senior Center, Monday the 9th, they will be having a Boot Hill Casino day trip, and they will be leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning. There will be path exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 10th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, 10:30 is Days of Yore Museum Tour. On Wednesday the 11th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, 10:45 is Bible study, and at 12 is the meal site. And the meal for that day is battered baked fish, coleslaw, carrots, bread, and fruit medley. And then on the 12th, which is a Thursday, they have coffee at 8 and yoga at 10. And then on the 13th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, and at 1 o'clock is bridge. The City of Lakin will be conducting fall cleanup the week of October 23rd. As always, please keep in mind to have your materials separated into piles and any objects which several types of materials need to be separated out as well. The biggest change this cleanup and subsequent cleanups is the city crew will no longer be picking up tires. This will be the responsibility of residents to dispose of. If you have questions regarding tire disposal, please contact the Kearney County Landfill at 355-6501. Please be mindful of your neighbors. Do not pile cleanup materials on someone else's property. Do not lean materials up against neighbors' fences, and keep materials that can be carried away by the wind contained. If you have any big items needing to be disposed of, please call the city office at 355-6252, as they will put you on a pickup list. If you see city cleanup crews drive by and they did not pick up all your items, it may be due to crews focusing on one type of material, and they will be back around to pick up the remaining items. This same week, city crews will be conducting a townwide hydrant flushing. The main reason for the flushing is to ensure fire hydrants are serviced and in proper working order, and to flush out debris that has accumulated in the water lines. It may seem like a waste of water, but this is an essential part of the maintenance and upkeep of the water distribution system. If you experience discolored water, flush your line for 15 minutes. If it does not clear up, please contact the city. The week of October 9th, Mayor Specialty Services will be performing an annual sewer cleaning. Crews will be placing door knockers at affected residents with instructions on what to do with your sewer drains prior to the cleaning. And as always, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact the city office at 355-6252. On Sunday, October 15th, the Ball Brothers will be coming to the Lakin High School Auditorium. This is a quartet that travels the worldwide singing Christian music with a balance between the old and the new. This performance will be at 6 o'clock, and again, that will be at the Lakin High School Auditorium. Super Fridays are back at the Senior Center. Soup is available for sale to all ages at the Kearney County Senior Center each Friday. Orders for pickup at 3 p.m. For a small soup, it's $3. For a large soup, it is $4. And both come with a slice of fresh baked bread. This next week on October 13th, the soup will be beef taco soup. To reserve your soup, please call 355-6482 on the Wednesday before and place your order. If there is no answer, please leave a voicemail that includes your name and size of soup you want. The Kearney County Health and Wellness Fair, along with the Kearney County First Responder Appreciation Day, will be held Saturday, October 14th at the Lakin Elementary School, located at 407 North Main Street. Doors will be open from 7:30 in the morning to 11 in the morning. The theme this year is Family Health and Safety. Local firefighters and rescue EMTs and Sheriff's Department will be recognized and thanked for their dedicated service to the citizens of Kearney County. The general chemistry profile will include a complete blood test, hemogram comprehensive metabolic profile liquid profile, and CBC. The cost is $30. Also available will be PSA, TSH, which is for the thyroid, and an A1C, which is for glucose. For each of these tests, it will be $10. Fasting after midnight is strongly suggested for accurate results. Also available this year will be flu shots. Ages 3 years old and up, it will be $25. Or for higher dosage flu shot for 65 and over, it will be $30. If you receive CanCare health benefits, you will not be eligible for lab draw services at the fair. However, the health fair staff will refer you for an appointment at a future date. There is a consent form that is printed on page 5 of this week's Independent that you will need to complete and bring with you on October 14th. There's also forms at the Kearney County Library that you can pick up and fill out there and bring with you October 14th as well. Plains State Bank will be sponsoring a breakfast for attendees. There will be many indoor and outdoor exhibits to see and do as a family. That evening, the First Responder Appreciation Community Dinner will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. Kearney County Feeders LLC will be sponsoring the dinner. A free will donation to develop a Kearney County First Responder Safety Fund would be appreciated. Donations can be made to the Kearney County Community Foundation for charitable donation. Sponsors for the day are the following: Kearney County Hospital, Kearney County, The Lakin Independent, Brad and Ann Tate, Wheatland Electric, Kearney County Bank, City of Deerfield, High Plains Ultrasound, DPI Benefits, Lakin Automotive LLC, Revenue Enterprises LLC, Western State Bank, and Account Recovery Specialist, Inc. On Tuesday, October 10th at 6 p.m., there will be a Kearney County Republican meeting at the Kearney County Hospital Classroom Meeting Room. This is located at 500 East Thorpe Street in Lakin. They are going to be having a speaker, and the individual will be Representative Ron Hyland. The Republican meetings are open to the public, and if you would like more information, you can call Celia Beamer at 355-8096. The Kearney County Commissioners are asking for names and branch of service members to be updated on the Veterans Wall. You must have your DD-214 turned in at the Register of Deeds office or an active member of the service office, and then the names will be approved by the Kearney County Commissioners. Names will be added to the Veterans Memorial Wall should be turned in to the Kearney County Clerk's office each year by November 11th. The Kearney County Commissioners have a vacancy for one board member to fill an unexpired term for the Veterans Memorial Building Board. If you are interested, please send a letter to the Board of County Commissioners indicating your desire to serve on this board. All letters should be received by Monday, October 23rd by 8 a.m. Your letters need to be sent to Kearney County Clerk, P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas 67860. Some other activities within the community on Sunday the 8th. There is a High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 9th, there is a Commissioners Meeting at 8 o'clock. The new 4-H Club Meeting is at 7 o'clock at the Fair Building. Kearney County Saddle Club Meeting will be at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 10th, there's EMT Meeting at 6 o'clock at the EMT Classroom and Lakin AA Meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 11th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is Way In, and 8 o'clock will be the meeting. There's a Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30, and Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 8 o'clock. On Thursday, you have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 o'clock to 11 in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8. In Deerfield, there will be a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. On Friday the 13th, there is a Kearney County Chamber of Commerce meeting, and that will be at noon at Deerfield's Chachi's Place. Also, the 4-H KYLF registration is due that day. The Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you have any visitors, or if you just want to go there yourself, please feel free to stop by the museum and take a tour. They'd be glad to see you there. October 8th through 14th is Fire Prevention Week. We salute the brave firefighters of Kearney County and across the county in their tireless dedication to keeping us safe. Help protect our loyal volunteer firefighters and your family by learning more about fire prevention. Fire safety is often a question of life or death. Make sure everyone knows what to do in the event of a blaze by developing a home safety fire escape plan. If your home is not equipped with smoke detectors and a fire extinguisher, be sure to do so during Fire Prevention Week. These devices will help save lives in the event of a fire emergency. Install and maintain a working smoke alarm outside every sleep area, and remember to change the battery at least once a year. Check furnaces, hot water heaters, and floor furnaces for leaks in ductwork and carbon monoxide. Clean fireplaces. Contact a certified company to service them. Know an escape route and a meeting plan for your family in case of a fire in your home. You may not have much time to decide what to do, so learn basic fire safety tips. They could save your life. Keep heating surfaces in the kitchen clean to avoid grease fires. Make sure all appliance cords and extension cords are in good condition and that none of your electrical outlets are overloaded. Keep portable heaters at least 3 feet away from flammable items and make sure they are turned off before going to bed. Teach everyone to stop, drop, and roll technique in case clothing catches on fire. Avoid storing old mattresses in home or a garage. Kearney County Fire and Rescue would like to remind everyone, 1 ounce of prevention is the best form of fire protection. If you remember last week, we mentioned some of the changes and adjustments that the library board made to the library at their last meeting. Some of the adjustments are that the Johanna Schibelhut room will no longer be available for public meetings. This room will now be for library use for activities and for storage. We have also, on November 1st, be changing our service fees and overdue fees. We do have a listing of these at the library, and it is in this week's paper, so be sure to check that out. And we will go into more detail about this in next week's community calendar. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody enjoys visiting with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.